to gain contact. What's the contact? Like, okay, if you are a contact of Mobaluka government, the people move there, they call you. Are they not to tell you? So what do I do? I've said this secretly. I've said it to chief never believe what I'm not going to say. I said deliver all you can. Close up. And the officers, they are ready. So what happened to this? Chief was there when I was telling you. When I was telling you, if I took over from you. Because of my sanity, I said, you discovered that I said, you did it more. We brought on today, we insulted. He asked us to collect 100 people men and hand over to him. And he said, oh, Simoko, you handle them. We did. Now we have nothing less than 500 vehicles in the front. In specific infrastructure.
But are your men carrying out those instructions?
Yeah. Because that's, it's one thing for them to give them instructions. It's another thing for them to carry out
instructions. You see, when we got here,
one of these...
Let me tell you. Why I'm saying your men are not carrying out instructions.
You came in just now. Mm. And we saw so many
people. None of them stopped us.
We have to be stopping and asking them why they are not stopping us. And why we are doing that, a lot of
vehicles. We have military
checkpoints.
We have military.
We have blocks.
We have military men in our convoy. Mm. And we have police in our convoy. But yet, we expected them. Because people can.
In person.
We expected them to stop and demand to know
Who is inside. Even arrest now.
God bless you.
It, one of several arrests.
This is me. I don't want to be in this meeting. I don't want to
go. Come.
Hey, you like him, goodbye. Take it easy. You know, why is angry?
Why is angry? He said, you have been dodgy. You've been trying to meet you, that you have always been
No. Sorry, sir.
No, you don't have to talk to your boss.
I understand this excellency problem. It's not because we are here. In fact, if I start crying now.
I'm not crying, my friend.
This is the. Do I know you? We met yesterday. The only person that can tell you the truth is Chief. You took, in fact, I headed to that in 5 hours was between you. When you are there, how many people do you take from this team?
Like they arrested.
They arrested. Including the chairman. The governor called me and said...
But they said that on the issue of the chairman. Because they just called me from... The call us now that you have done very well when the man was arrested in Turkey. And that you brought him, you arrested him. That he was even thoroughly beaten. And after some time, they said the fan gone.
Is the police
orderly? But they have withdrawn the police orderly of all these local government.
What you have asked this afternoon, we still have the governor, like him now, is going to his something. There's, like yesterday, he just called me. Chief Uba never believed I've not compromised. Even you. These are his female. I know his problem, the pressure is high.
Absolutely.
So that's not.
And failure is not an option.
It's not an option.
It's not.
You are not even there.
We must not even fail in this.
We have this.
Because we have the people.
You know who is pushing?
Oh, that's
pushing. No. Wait. You know who is pushing our principal in giving the? It's all these people outside.
Now another thing. Wait. You know another thing. Let's take it. It's not about
you.
Sit down.
General, I want you to sit down.
General, sit down. You are working for us. We know.
We will resolve it.
You are a soldier man. You have more shock absorber than we bloody civilian. Forget about that. But there are some things that are just not very clear to us. One that we were told that your boys were disarming even the police.
Are the police for us?
Yes, now.
He must know that.
You see, the problem.
Let him explain himself.
When we are doing this thing,
But you understand, please. Right now, he provided his, he has spent a lot of resources, I must confess. He provided nothing. As of this afternoon, the vehicle
that left. Let me call you back, please.
This, is not the one segment. In segments, Chief, please, came out with two set of people, unknown to them. They don't know themselves. I'm not the one that divided them. It's okay. You go there. You will now brought the list. They now sat down. That's okay. What of this one? We have strike force. They've just entered into the field. You can't start arresting in the afternoon.
In fact,
because of pressure, this chairman now, when he was this, immediately he called me. I said they should bring him here. And unknown to me that he had even called SS director because he has been enjoying myself, the AI, the police, all of us work together today. And we decided that, okay, by 6 o'clock, you block route. His own men, he put them under the OC mobile, who divided them, and we inserted soldiers, civil defense, army,
SSS.
And even NDL. Yes, forgot me then. Is there the OC mobile that
Wait, listen. I don't want to keep you here more than necessary. Because we are not alone in this team, and we have to be seen to be fair. Even if we have a direction that we want to achieve. Your Excellency, we are here because of you, and it is you that I want to please. Momo is here before you. Let us give him an assignment.
Let me say, where give him an assignment, sir.
Okay.
This Brigadier General, I was governor of this state 12 years ago. You will probably be a captain or a major. Oh, give God all the glory. When you talk to this man, he will argue from morning till night. What we want to eat does not allow us to know our rights. Number two, my younger brother retired in the army as brigadier general. When you explain to this man, it's an argument. Today, we met and we agreed on how to work, myself, Michori, and all the heads. We agreed on a strategy to use. And the men that will join us. And all you expect me to do, I have done. Before this incident happened, even as at Tuesday, our members
have been
macheted and treated like nobody that went. But of later, I've been calling you for the past 3 hours to tell you people that Abola is doing that in his hometown. And they are brandishing God. What does it take you to do this arrest, sir? Number two, I was the one who called you to tell you that they have arrested Alice gave me that information because he was in front of Alice's place. Fahimi was going on with 27 car convoy. I was the one who called you that they have arrested Fahimi's council chairman with gun. By and large, Kabiso Kimesi and Akiomole, chairman of MD of NAS before. Same time, calling that our community is flooded.
Yes.
Are
you taking notes?
Yes, sir.
I need you to take notes.
Okay. They have some from other people here. They have some from other people. Yes?
If you don't understand each other,
yes?
You don't forget that these people don't know each other before. And they don't know where they are coming from.
Oh, soldiers are doing the same thing. They are the ones, they are this thing in the carriage. They are straight down of everything. But you do this harmony, correct? Look, this is a very serious situation. Sitting down with this man will mess this up this election for you.
Wait. That's the question.
Listen, Koro, I was asking you one question the other time.
The police scout that are working,
Koro, I said the other time that I asked one question from you. I said, why was our policemen were disarmed? You now answer that, are they working with us? So I want you to continue from that place.
Yes. Do you know why I said so?
It means that you are the one giving them information.
You ask me questions.
Yes.
It's a very simple question. If you know when I saw the chief of the chief of the Kisuba, because hey, the people that are in the field now are people we believe. They're not only soldiers. SF right there. In our any vehicle you see now, we have 5 or 6 or 4 SFs. We have about 3. A Hilux carry about 8. It's mixed together. You don't want to direct. Can I convince all of them not to walk through? That's why I think the police disarmed. Are they, you don't know the situation they found those policemen.
Excuse me,
no,
sir.
Wait, sir. Wait, sir. The vehicle that left now.
You let him explain.
The vehicle that left this evening under OC Mopol.
Yeah.
From my home with Kisuba in charge.
Yeah.
And myself and two of us. Is almost 140.
You know what? No, wait.
So, leave these people now.
Wait. And let me tell you, wait. What I want. Excellency.
So the police
are. But wait. We cannot keep this man here.
They went to the
Anti-Sector.
Wait,
wait for me. We can't keep this man here.
Let me tell you what is going on.
Indefinitely.
Let me tell you what.
Google now, Excellency. We can't keep him here indefinitely. Now, he has said that's a team that, based on the instruction that he's putting out.
Can't you let me talk? How can he say that? Can't you let me talk? I'm not a small boy, sir. We agreed in Abuja on the modalities to work. And we agreed to a sticker. That any vehicle you see that sticker,
the
Langa sticker. That sticker is on those vehicles.
Okay.
His one was sent to him. Mine was sent to me. The one for SSS was given to me to give to them. And we agreed. There's no vehicle that left this place without that sticker. The people you just disarmed had that sticker on their bonnet. Clear and clear. Listen to me, sir. Let me tell you what is going on here, sir. Today they went to a farm. Today they went to a farm. They carry all the where we are supposed to be collecting. I think it was this man. They went where they are supposed to be collecting for our election. Wait, sir. The thing I never gave to us, soft copy, we now printed everything. So that he now told me, because they see I never thing on top of it. Why is my contact man not with them? I said, our contact man will come and be sitting in the checkpoint with you permanently.
Who said that?
He told me.
Ah, no.
Let me answer. Let me answer. I convinced this man to leave these people. They were said to be left like this to be facing this one. They packed all the computers. It took me more than 2 hours to get this man to release these people. We have been subjected to serious embarrassment.
Then what they told us, that the army have compromised.
They have compromised. So they are now disarming police too, that is what I want to work. They are disarming them. In my local government, my own local government today, the same thing.
No.
Today they were sharing money in the government house. I called them. People in the government house who love us, taking pictures, how they were putting money in the government. I called them, did everything. Instead, it's our own vehicle that was arrested. Coincidentally, it was the money I wanted to grant to him.
Your Excellency, have you finished, sir?
This is unbecoming.
Yesterday we were together.
Wait, we have a challenge on our hand.
Very.
How do we resolve
it?
There is no way. Wait, I am here. The governor is here. When we call you, we want action. It should not take 2 hours to get action.
And it has not been taken to
the governor said he called you. Somebody was detained for over 2 hours.
Okay, I want to know. I want to know who asked those people to disarm
those people. When do you know
those people now? They are telling us the sticker.
No, yes. No, sir. Test my integrity. Was I in your local government yesterday?
Yes, sir.
Tell them what did I tell you?
Sir, the commander was there. He explained to us. He gave us contact. And he's directed that only those contacts we should contact you. Any other person, we should not listen to.
What did I say?
And
wait,
said
wait, the contact was with you this afternoon.
He said that.
The contact was with you this afternoon. Where, yeah? Standing by you. Yeah. And you are still questioning me. The contact, I was telling you on the other line that that man is with you 30, 40 minutes after they were still kept there. You now told me that I expect contact. Is it too much?
No,
in 24 hours, that contact cannot stay with the army like that.
No.
A man who is a political
police. You are missing that.
See. Sir, the commander said that we must deliver by all means. And that's directly.
No, not that.
If you don't work with those you are supposed to work with, that
please, is excuse me.
You deliver at all means.
I told him this. I told him today. I told you.
A credibility to us.
Excuse me, sir. I told you that I'm going on. You should send me some soldiers that you go with me because of the long stretch. This man came. They told him that, I told you that where is he? He said he cannot come inside. Ah. Did you not tell me that? Tell me, I'm talking
about. He was reluctant to come
to inside. I said, well, I will not go and meet him outside. Invariably, he came inside. I said, sit down. I now called him. I said, what instruction did you give to your guy?
Which instruction did I give to when you are coming?
So I said that I should come when His Excellency is going home. I should escort him. And any other thing he needs tomorrow during the election, we should provide it. And that's what.
Anyway, gentlemen.
So what will happen?
I've been beginning from this. If you want to spoil it, let him try it then. Because we are going to wage war against him.
He knows the implication of what is on the ground.
There's no way.
I was in the beginning of this arrangement.
I was in my house. Chief of Army Staff called me myself and told me he has briefed him. I gave me his number because I never met him before. And he told me you are in safe hands. He will perform. And if you have any issues, call me. And he told me that I have made it clear to him that you are Jonathan for this election. Chief of Army Staff told me, I've never met him before in my life. He only called me with instruction from the villa. This time we explained this thing to this man. He's porous, everything is porous.
Anyway, I don't want us to, where we are now, General. You know, we had so many meetings that I don't believe that you have to be so many in this situation now. The idea of having a ship to work together is that everybody should work together. There's under no circumstances whatsoever must anybody be disarmed. Under no circumstances whatsoever. Number one. Number two is that.
The team that left here with the sticker agreed, so we even said the stickers must not be shared.
When did we share the sticker?
Wait, sir.
The guy just left with the guys calling us that the soldiers have disarmed us. They were as good as beating us. I said, did you not see the sticker? They say it's there.
I tell you about sticker yesterday?
Yes, sir.
What did I say?
Any vehicle carrying the sticker should be there.
Are your boys carrying out your instructions?
I have five petrols.
They will now disarm even police that want to help us. We can't continue like this.
Are you working with a different police?
Mama, you know me. Wait, you are the one from Kogina. Are you not the one from Kogina?
Listen, my brother.
Are you not the one from Kogina?
This stakeholder is more in my heart than you. Don't talk to me anyhow, please.
I'm not talking to you
anyhow.
I won't take it from you. Who are you talking to? I'm an honorable member of the National Assembly. You don't talk to me anyhow.
No.
You know you're insulting me too.
Sit down, General.
Who are you?
Please let this
please just let me. Who are you? You are saying I'm insulting you. If I'm in the military, I would be a brigadier or general today. So what are you saying? I'm a member of the National Assembly. I called him to ask him to come here. You are a member of the National Assembly. I was a senator too.
We are here for the same thing.
I know you want some respect. Please don't open that door for anybody.
General, I
will allow you to talk. But one thing that I want to sound a note of warning. this man, we cannot keep him here indefinitely. Let us make progress. Give him instructions on what we want him to do. Let him go and do it. Let us monitor it that those things are done. Because as he's sitting there, other people are also monitoring his movement.
God bless you.
Give him instructions.
God bless you, sir. God bless you, sir.
Let me just say, let the senator land.
What I would just say that we don't have to argue this much. We have seen some lapses. Yes. The point that I do correctly means you are just this evening. There's only happened now that cannot come before evening. God, one morning. That's nothing. That's
you
nothing.
You know why I asked?
I remember there, just with. There's nothing that has happened now that we cannot come.
We are not understanding ourselves. Well, I'm in a meeting. I'll call you.
So, Mambo General, we are meeting together on this matter. Please, your boys can be vacillus and do things their own things.
Yes.
But I suppose that if there are people.
And some can be compromised too.
I don't know. He's aware of the compromise as well. You know yourself too.
Yes, sir.
What I'm saying, Mom, is that look, at this level, any information that you hear from us, we are on ground here, move swiftly to those commissions and you down. Number one, if that is done, it's not how you defending them because you'll be defending them even blindly. There are no things for you, which is not good. I want that to you. No. Okay, we gotta find out. So you are you. So they know what happened. So as we have today, there's a point about it. Areas we have areas that's 40 areas. Move to it. Ikere, Ilawe. Let us find what happened there. And you don't need that to correct that thing. My friend Major, he's talking to Okemesi himself. Call to those people. Let us find out. He's taking care of. That's all.
Do you have a special team?
There are about 6 special teams.
No, your own.
Strike force. I have almost 40 soldiers after deployment.
See, the idea of calling you and not getting reactions, we have to stop that now. We must bring that to an end. When we call you, within the next 5-10 minutes, we want to know what has been done about it. And we want to get a feedback on our own that this thing has been done. All those they have disarmed, tell your men they must release them.
They don't disarm anybody.
Put two or three of your men in charge of that. That before anybody is disarmed, they call that person for clearance. That person will call him. And if he says they should not, nobody disarm. If he says they should go ahead, he doesn't know them, let them go ahead and disarm them. Then that Daramola, I want him picked up in the morning.
No, tonight.
I don't know. To arrest before the money. Go and bring their list and their local
government. That German now, he's already interested in about 10
minutes. Let me tell you, they say there's one place that has been flooded by Ecomon. From Osho. That Oba, you must ensure that those people are flooded.
That
in
Ekimesi, where?
Captain
Aja is.
He knows the place, he knows the place.
Ekimesi.
I know Ekimesi.
Who is that one going to brief?
Captain Aja is
to
already
make sure that is done. Who is he going to brief?
Okay. Captain Aja, I gave him the number of that.
I don't want you to stay here for too long.
Yes, sir.
We're talking to you on the phone. We don't know who's monitoring you. And you know the situation where they say we have come here.
When the government was going, he went about 20-something
years ago. The governor told him that already. Mm-hmm. That should not be happening on the eve of the election.
The tantalizer.
If you don't deliver, since yesterday we'll be hammering it, he just left. whether they are now our daughter pick up the chairman of the chairman is already here.
I know.
If I'm compromised, the governor doesn't have my number. He's even asking my number from the chief that told me that he's asking this my number from him. I cannot go and see the governor to give me money.
General, sir, you can. You also want to, sir.
Yes, sir. No, talk.
It's not about you.
Huh?
It's more about just you.
See what you should see.
Your men in the field.
No, wait. We checkmate them.
It's to continue to find out what they are doing.
Don't listen to people that are texting. Chris was in talking to me and my men. You sent me a message that somebody is in behind
the negotiating.
That's when what I want to do is we are going to form a war room.
Yeah.
I've told the chief yesterday, I said I'm not going to work alone. You'll be with us. He said he's coming to my place.
Okay.
We form a war room.
Okay.
Voting has not started. The men have been briefed. I told this man in uniform yesterday, I don't know the state he came from. I took my within 2 days when the other thing happened. I went around. And my district equivocal deliver or you'll be sanctioned. And I told them, if this man is your contact point, if you say follow here, follow.
Exactly.
If Opponent tell me any should man that is staying in any of Opponent hotel. We have access, we are not using it.
I know.
We are not using it.
The governor,
Our Excellency, I know his problem. I never knew until the chief government said what. And when the chief came to me, he looked at me. If it is money, you say you give me, I'll give him a 2 weeks. The Amura is very
high.
So what you should do now?
Wait. Don't talk too much. I want you to go and work and deliver for us. Look here.
Yes, sir.
You can't get promotion without me sitting on top of your military council.
Yes, sir.
If I'm a happy man tomorrow night,
yes,
the sky is your limit.
And at the end of the day,
if I'm unhappy at the same time, I am not here for tea party. I'm here on assignment by the president.
So that when next time we want to have somebody to go, it will be you.
We've come a long way.
There's another thing I want, a small thing I want to tell you.
So we are anticipating
tomorrow. Because these people knew we have the men, we have those who want to vote for us. We know we are going to win. These people might come out to talk to destabilize our people at the polling unit tomorrow.
Yes! Tell Minister.
This is in Chi.
I do a lot.
There's a contact man in Ushi, call that contact person.
And that's what we are saying.
The contact people are even
there. So everybody,
they're with the soldiers.
You have contact.
It's not correct.
Tell Minister.
I called Pastor this morning and said, please, tell your men to follow my soldiers one by one.
If I'm working for you, sir, I cannot be following you about, sir. My people cannot be following you about. We cannot be following IG about. We don't follow police about. The OC Mopo in this state is working for us. We don't follow him about. When we call him one hand, this problem is there in part.
immediately.
Last night we told him this is happening around the government house. He condoned up all the four entrances of the
one.
No, you are not the one, sir.
I was the one who was there, sir.
Where you are coming this night?
Okay, they are not there.
I told him of another colleague who is about to of the military intelligence who did the survey for Tinubu on this election. Who is the senior brother of the other one? I told him all these things.
If there are troops that go away, come specially.
Your man stays in that man's house. Your men will lose shit. They stay in that man's house.
No, sir. No, sir.
Excellency, stays nowhere.
Yes, I wrote a letter to you about it. I told you that I could
have. The new men I brought, nobody is staying in any opposition.
When this divorce came,
hello?
He went to the governor. He sought the assistance from the governor, and the governor said all the council chairmen should receive them and put a position for them.
That is wrong.
I'm telling you the truth. That is the truth. I'm not lying against you.
That is very wrong.
Am I lying against you? Where were your men taken? Did I not call you?
Sir, can I talk to the
man? But you said I should regard them.
Did you not have
this thing?
Then you should regard them.
No, they are too not. No. Your Excellency, if you want to kill me, just kill me finally. Okay. Don't tell me what I did not do.
Okay.
Hello? You talk of he said, I want to ask.
He said,
overnight, we change those people.
We have to allow them.
Wait. In Emagoye, let us coordinate our situation. Now, in Okemesi now. They only saw 6 soldiers.
Okay.
No SSS, nobody, and there are 3 entry points in that place. How can 6 soldiers alone man 3 entry points?
So we have to do something.
There are only 3 soldiers. And there is entry point from Osun State in that place.
Hello?
6 soldiers in that place today.
Hello? We send an additional police to there.
They are called the captain. You said like there should be like 12.
Your Excellency, you know me very well. I know what I have been doing for you.
Excuse me, sir. As we are speaking now, they just call us from the same as those you are talking that the deputies
will come.
Sir, we will shuffle all the officers and men. All of them will shuffle.
Let him go and
handle it. Sir, we don't have a lot of
force. Give me your number. Write your number for me. Go and handle it. I want to talk to you around 12 o'clock. Sir, I'm going to
give you. Would you like to give
that on the
answer? No.
Let's not have the number.
No, it's Major Mulu. Major Mulu is
in black clothes. If you don't get
negative, you can't ask to
vote. There will be some money.
Give me
your number.
Yes, it is you. The minister is here. The two ministers are here. Let us go and do it. Yes.
Talk to him, bros.
Where do you want to take off from now?
abi ka fi eyan kon le ko be se direct e pelu gbogbo nkan to ko yi
oye ire that's where daro mola
is oluwa si wa mi na wa
ire ire ose oyin oye sa
gentlemen final word I want to say final word by 6 o'clock tomorrow you see the action. 6 o'clock tomorrow.
Excuse me, as I speak to you now, this is the o'clock. Ola must be fixed tonight.
Now.
He's doing, he said by 6 o'clock tomorrow, he's getting the feedback.
I have been with this man more than 10 days now. I have complained and complained, I've shouted, I've called the SGF, I've called the president, I've called so many people. It was the SGF that says I should cool down, I should let it be, that he will change. How can we say, wait sir, how can we say, that he's deploying days. As it is now, the way things are, it's dangerous.
Go and talk to him. Go and talk to him. At least we have listened to him, right?
I'm going to go to the hospital.